Welcome to Rabanesta, Kupo. This is my Hunt Club, where we take on the most dangerous game in all of Ivalice, for fun and profit. The monsters are fierce, the petitioners often desperate, and Club Centurio is more than capable of taking on anything they have to throw at us. This is Mont Blanc's Hunters, a Final Fantasy role-playing game using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games. Shall we begin, Kupo?
I'm Jesse. I'm playing Vatur, a human dragoon.
I'm Chris. I'm playing Ruxel, and I'm a monk.
I am Ken, better known as Ravenant to most. I am playing a Sikh. Did I get that right with the extra vowels? Named Horst Nordfink.
I would like to collect these seeds. I immediately build a campfire and begin roasting them because I'd like to crypt them away for a high protein snack for later. Is that cool with everybody? Some pepitas, yep. If you will. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Does that count as vegetable or meat?
Pepitas. Oh, a big red X. Brutal. It's just so real to me now. Okay, well, let's... I guess we have to follow this guy. So we just, like, flank him some more, right? Who's taking up the rear?
So your disadvantage, and this is going to turn out to be a little bit of an advantage, but Boggin is kind of got... as you were rushing forward to stab him, you accidentally bumped into him, and he is now against the railing. And he goes, oh! Like that. And why I say that was a little bit of an advantage is because Horst, you are up next. And so the creatures kind of within striking distance from you are Ruxel, Vatur, and the other Pumpkin Man. And so if you could, since the roller does have a D100, do a D100, 1 through 33 will be Ruxel, 34 through 66 will be Vatur, and 67 through 100 will be Pumpkinhead.
Wait, what's going on? I'm so confused.
83.
So I just need to roll 1 D100.
Oh, great. So you, he's confused.
Oh.
He's not sure of who he's attacking. So go ahead and make your attack against the pumpkin head.
Okay. Two yellow, two green, one, two. I think I get a blue.
Yeah, you get a boost against a single melee opponent, right?
And the materia, will that give me anything?
Oh, baby.
No, not against these guys.
What? Frost? Come on, man. Crap. Frost ruins Halloween, doesn't it? I feel like we should get some.
So, I think I have everything correctly.
Oh, holy smokes.
Oh, I didn't add in the purples. Is it two purple?
Oh, well, that's why. Yeah, two purple.
That's amazing. That was still a good roll.
So, six success.
Okay, it wipes out those advantages, but... yeah, you knocked this guy out pretty good, and
yeah,
I hate pumpkin spice.
Die!
Oh no!
All right, so these guys are down, and you turn around and like where you left Morgan, he was like leaning against the railing, but now he's turned around, looking down, going, "That's fascinating." Guys, come look at this.
I wouldn't mind looking after him. He might see something. Can we just peer after him real quick? And I also want to place my hand on his back so he doesn't lean so far that he falls into the void. But I'll look after him just to see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. So he is watching this Ivalice caterpillar chewing on a leaf. And it's just like, this is amazing.
Okay, so it's not even far down. It's like my kid who found a moth today, and we spent an hour petting it. Yeah.
Right, yes.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it, but it's not exactly what we're here for, right? All right.
You know, well, with the lifespan of a moth, like that particular moth had like, you know, a good like 10% of its life being petted, which is pretty rad.
Yeah, no. Thank you for pointing that out. That makes me happy. That's good. But I'm going to go ahead and
make it an even higher percentage if you squished it right there.
A life tragically cut short. I'm gonna wrap old Moggin Toboggan on the bottom and tell him to like hurry up. I'm gonna urge him forth. We don't have much longer.
Okay, time to go. It's this way. Over here. I'm waiting on you. It's over here.
All right, Mogtown. Let's do this thing. Come on. Yeah. Whoa.
All right. Moggy. We're keeping the same formation, I guess.
Well, suddenly I'm in the rear, but whatever. It doesn't matter. We're just electrons hanging out in his orbit. You know what I mean? Who can even predict where we're going to be? It's one of the mysteries of.
All right. We're going to keep kind of moving forward. If are y'all going to follow him?
Oh yeah. Whoa. Crime in Italy. What just happened?
I'm gonna move you.
Oh man. Oh whoa.
I'm trying to move y'all.
No,
y'all quit moving.
Yep. Bink. Look at that. Firsties.
There.
All right, Horst. What's going on? What kind of person are you, Horst? I always think of you as a human, but you're not.
No, I'm a Sikh.
Okay.
It's over here.
Why did Ruxel get moved so far away? Why did Ruxel get moved so far away?
Because I was messing with you.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man.
Because you were first, I had to, you know.
Fair. I'm just trying to... Whoa, where did he go? Oh, he's gone.
Which way did he go,
George? Wait, do we need to pull him back into line again? Okay, I see him. But do we need to pull him back into line?
No. Hey. I'm just... I'm moving...
Oh, okay.
I'm moving us along. If y'all want another to go coercion. On the side path, you're certainly welcome to, but...
Because the map is so big. Wait, hold up. He said if you want to go down a side path... Is there treasure down south? Can I roll for perception?
Is a thing.
No. You can only perceive what's in your circle of light. So you'd have to go.
Oh man. It's a circle.
I was waiting for it.
I'm glad you appreciated that. Lion King is my favorite movie of all time. Not as Ruxel as real me.
It's Vator's favorite movie.
What is Ruxel's favorite film of all time?
Boy, that's hard. Probably some Steve Irwin special about reptiles. I don't really know though. I haven't filled out that part of my character sheet.
Favorite TV show.
We're totally going to add that
not
to
Rain of Fire. Sheet.
Yeah, like Dino Trucks,
Ice Road Truckers,
like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. There's a lot of like dinosaur stuff going on with Power Rangers, right? All right,
Dino Thunder.
All right, friend, I'm still flanking you. I'm still flanking you, Moggin Toboggan. That's my new name for you.
My character disappeared.
All right,
even if I can't say
yeah, we're getting closer.
Oh yeah! Oh, I see some more pumpkin
right
heads
up
there.
To the right.
At my perith, yeah.
Okay, so if you spotted the pumpkin heads, they are asleep. And so, what do y'all want to do?
Can I sneak up to the corner and get them within kicking range? I want to kick a bunch of them at once.
You'll have to roll.
Do we know how many there are?
Okay. This is a test sort of thing. Can I go here and them not see me? I've got three within 30 feet of me here. Oh, sorry. Where my character is now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. But roll the stealth, to get that far, it's only going to be one purple. So it'd be pretty easy.
Okay, roll stealth against one purple. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I can manage this. apparently I cannot manage
all the dice have canceled
out.
I'm so
sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry.
Apparently you can't.
This is my second one of these tonight.
How does that happen?
It's like every other session, I'm either like nailing it or completely tanking. So, all right. I flee.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. They are waking up. So you're going to scurry back.
Oh, shucks. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Should I scurry back? I can still kick them all.
Do I know how many?
I just don't get like a preemptive strike. I see three from this spot where I was because I see one vaguely out of my range and it's still within kicking distance. It's 29 feet from where I am right now, 28 feet. So I could kick three from here and this takes up most of this big blob up to the northeast. I think I can kick up to 30, right? Yeah, I can.
Do I still have the sweep move?
Yes.
You have a sweep move? Whoa.
Now that's up to three enemies that are engaged with you.
All right. Can I?
They've got to be like melee.
Can I run out to the middle to grab their?
Yeah, they got to be in melee range for this round.
Can I run into the middle and get their attention and ready that action? Does that work on this system? Can I ready an action?
Sure.
Do it, baby.
I don't actually know if you can or not, but sure, let's do it.
Oh, I like this.
So y'all are just gonna charge in instead of hide.
Since they're all woke up.
Vatur.
Charge.
I see four now. I see four. Oh, I love it.
I'm gonna hit my spear on the ground and point it at them. They're like, come and get some trick or treat, mother.
Whoa.
Wow. All right. If y'all can roll your cool against one purple.
I'm going to be a kicking maniac up in this piece. I'm so excited about it right now.
Ooh.
Oh, super victory. Triumph.
Against one purple?
Oh.
Success. Yes.
I'm so cool that I pull that frozen arm out of my backpack from mission number one.
Okay, so this really is going to be like
ain't nothing.
It's a hero enemy times two, hero enemy.
What is that?
So
what is that?
Nearly
mean?
The order y'all are going in. In any round, you don't have to. You can pick who goes first in the party. But yeah, it's going to be one hero goes first, and then one of the enemies.
Vatur, you wanted to get in first there and like just body some fools, right?
I don't mind, but oh, sorry. I was gonna say I wanted them to surround me so I could do the sweep around them.
What's melee range? Is it just one square, or can you go farther than that?
It'd be two squares, really.
Oh, so
two squares, dude. Then it looks to me like you could stand right in between. You can't see my mouse here.
Right here.
You could stand here.
Would the DM allow me to do that?
Yeah.
Could I stand here?
And then yeah, just have a total like this is Sparta moment, dude.
That's okay with you.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love this for you.
Sweet.
Oh man.
So I'd like to ready my action to see if.
Okay, so you. No, you can reach three from there.
Okay, perfect.
Three?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Fine.
Whatever. Yeah, or four if you want to put. I would say go right there and you'll hit these three.
Perfect. I will attempt my.
Yeah. So go ahead and roll it against two.
So I don't
two
have
purples.
That on my sheet. It's just my spear.
It could just be your like.
It's my regular spear move.
Just your regular spear attack. Yeah.
Sweet.
Against.
Well,
against
wait. Wait a minute, Vader Kid. I want this for you. I want this for you so bad right now. We've got three light side points. Can we just blow one of those things? Horst, how do you feel about that?
Do it,
dude. Let's do it.
Light side points.
Dude, just slay them all.
Flip one.
Just slay them all right now. One.
Go ahead, start the roll.
So I'll flip it. Yeah, you'll change one of your greens
into
yellows. A yellow.
Two yellows and a green. All right, I'm rolling against how many purples? Two.
Two.
Roll it. Rolling it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so excited.
One
right
success,
now.
One advantage.
Well, okay. That's good. I just wanted to triumph, frankly.
What is your agility? It's at the top of your sheet.
Is 3.
All right. It takes out 2 of them.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Vatur, you are worth the investment.
Wait, thank
you.
All right, so this guy is going to run up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And just melee attack. Vatur, what is your soak?
That's 4.
Oh, that's a good soak, man.
4, okay, nice. That's good, yeah. All right, so you're going to take 2 hits of damage. And the creature had a pretty substantial disadvantage here. And so he is going to slip and fall on his geester. And so he'll be down the next round. So now it's one of your turns again.
Pick it up, Ruxel.
All right. I will execute kick, I believe. Yeah. All right. I'm rolling my brawl against 2 purple, and hopefully I don't suck out loud this time. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Look at that.
Heck yeah.
I kick everything on planet Earth. Look at that.
Whatcha?
Holy
Whatcha?
Crap. That's so much... That's so much victory.
You
oh,
can taste
man.
The victory.
And maybe I sprained my ankle. I sprained my ankle on the way down because of how much I just ruled that attack. Is that what happened? I don't even know. I just kicked these things into smithereens, though.
Yep. Yeah, they are down.
I really think the threat is Excellent. Because Excellent. I just ruled so hard that maybe I start to get a big head about it. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just a little too stuck up. Maybe my rapport between my teammates starts to shred a little bit because they're so jealous of how hard I ruled in that round. I don't really know. Up to you, DM. Up to you.
That's fair.
We'll leave it. That was great. Morgan seems actually, your disadvantage is Morgan didn't see any of that. And so he's just looking at his map and says something like, goodness, I'm glad we're not meeting a lot of enemies around here. It'd be really bad if more of those where are these dead pumpkin heads come from? So that's your disadvantage. You didn't even get an audience.
Oh, what did we roll for last time to get him into line? Maybe we need to do it again. The piloting? This is piloting, sort of, right? I just kind of want to, like bonk him on his little Moogle head and be like, bro, keep in line.
I could do negotiation.
This is serious.
No, not negotiation.
It's this way.
Yeah, let's just follow him. Whatever. No, he's doing it again. His Moogle dexterity.
I'm just moving him ahead. He hasn't gotten ahead of you or anything. All right. I think we're almost there. It's going to be take a right here, and then we'll almost be there.
This breaks the immersiveness of the experience, but can I tell you that Robo's theme from Chrono Trigger has been stuck in my head for like 4 straight days.
You talking about Rick Astley's Never Going to Give You Up?
I will...
Now we're going to give you up.
Do, do, do,
do, do, I will have do, words do, with you later. Do, 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 do,
do, do. Hey, it's a doo-doo. I like it. Yeah.
It's a doo-doo. I wrote like a 5-paragraph essay about how that was not the same song.
Never going to give you up.
Oh, wow.
Never going to let you. Yeah. It's the same song.
No, I see how they drink right. from the same stream. They do. You know what I mean? But no, they're different. Robo's theme is
sure,
actually
yes.
a better song. It's a genuinely better song.
I don't disagree with that. But you can't unhear it.
Yeah.
You can't.
Mogan is going to say, okay, we're here. Let me get set up and then we're going to, I'm going to look around here in the area. And, as he's kind of getting all of his stuff out and spreading out, you know, all this paper everywhere, you hear a loud sound up to the north.
Okay.
And it sounds, fairly big.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a plan. I don't think we need to look behind us very much, but I felt like posting like one of us to the northeast and two of us to the northwest. Of course, being a reptilian person, I can only grumble and, you know, like gestures and flicks of a forked tongue and that sort of thing.
you do speak better than that.
I can't cast a magic. Magic should be able to understand. I don't know. I'm just reading between the lines. But if I have no magic because of my enunciation, I wonder if other people, you know what I mean. Anyway, I can gesture vaguely in different directions. It looks like the threat's to the northwest, so we could all three pile there.
I'm game.
Maybe I stay behind and you two go up. Is that fine? I just want somebody.
Go check it out. I'll hang out here with the Moogle.
Yeah, I want somebody on Mogan Toboggan. That's what I'm saying. So maybe I'll just stay exactly where I am, and you two can go wherever your heart desires.
I guess I'll lead the charge. If that's okay with you.
Splitting up's a bad
idea. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. But
so you stay with Donnie Darko and the two of us will go to the northwest.
Dope. I'll kick anything that comes this way.
All right. Is there a stealth? Can I roll us I want to move carefully, cautiously. We can see what we're getting into.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and roll that against three purple.
Whoa, can I flip a coin for that nonsense? Come on,
I've got
dude.
three greens.
We've got
against three purples.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me try it.
Three greens against three purples? Should we flip a light
side?
We can
save it. If that's what y'all want to do. Right. I'm okay with saving it. Let's see. All right.
Yeah, man, I'm easy.
Two advantages.
I'm just saying it. Oh man! Okay, I'll take that.
All right, so you fail, but you have two advantages. So, as you hear something start to growl, and kind of this inhuman voice, yes, something like that, and you hear kind of the crackling of fire. What do you want your advantages to be?
The crackling of fire.
Hey, I'm glad we got a couple of ice spells.
Do I? Can I see what it is as an advantage?
It's still a little far from you. Let me see how far away. Yeah, it's a little on the far side. But you can. Let me think. What else? You can wait a minute. He's probably coming after you.
What would be my two advantages in this situation? Can I let my companions, can I signal them to where they understand that there's something about to come?
Sure.
Okay, I guess that'll be one. And I can ready myself. I guess I can.
Yes.
Post up.
Yeah. You consume a BTS branded chicken nugget meal.
Yes. Or.
I'm going to move you just so you can kind of see a little bit more of where you went forward. Because there's a larger kind of clearing area.
Or
what's the ceiling height?
Yeah, I was about ready myself. Can I jump up into the air to get a better view?
Oh, yeah, man. You could jump to the moon, bro. To the moon.
The canopy here, because it is a forest, is going to be a little wonky. It is technically high enough for you to jump, but there is going to be There's going to be a 25% chance when you jump that you end up getting tangled up with a branch up there and miss when you come down.
Bro, advantages and threats, right? Sorry, Rave, what?
At least you won't get stuck. If you get stuck in the tree, we'll have to throw up other balls and frisbees and stuff to get you down.
Yeah, just like shake like the
wedge,
trunk of the tree.
Like wedge between two branches and...
Oh, man. Be afraid to come into the neighbor's yard because of the dog. Yeah.
What do you think, y'all? Should I do it?
What was the boost again? Was it like a quarter boost for jumping? He's up for two rounds, but he gets two and change for the attack.
Jump,
right?
And high jump.
Yeah, he doubles his attack, and so he essentially bypasses the soak on that second attack.
Okay, right? So we're gambling soak then for him getting tangled in some sort of threat. Maybe this is a good melee situation.
Yeah.
So jump.
Let's do it. Let's jump.
Oh, he says jump. All right. Live dangerous.
Jump.
Like it.
Jump. Everybody jump.
For my love. Jump in.
Go ahead and jump.
For my love. Yeah, you got it. Oh, man.
All right.
Watch that music video. Watch that music video.
As you jump.
As you jump.
Oh, crap. As you jump. You get a glimpse of this flaming being ahead of you. And go ahead and roll me a nature roll against two purple.
Nature is...
A knowledge roll. I'm doing D&D, sorry.
Against two purple? Rolling. I got a success. One success.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. So as you come up, you are going. You see this kind of billowing being of flame rising in front of you, and you know that this is a mom bomb. That this has no meaning to Vatour.
Crap.
Well, no, I mean to Vatour, but to Vader Kid, this has no meaning.
when you said from, flaming beak,
the mom bomb from Final Fantasy IV.
Yeah, I imagined immediately the Secret of Mana. So, whoa. You know, Springbeak or whatever that shows up in Sprite's Village for the first time.
Right. Flaming being of just flaming kind of these
being.
Billowing flames.
Beans? Okay, yeah. Right. Flaming beans, yeah. It's a side at Fuddruckers, you know?
So let's go ahead and roll initiative. Roll cool.
Roll cool. Cool, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Against one.
Roll cool. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song.
I got a failure.
Cooler. Do you see that freaking roll?
You lose.
I lose.
Do you see that roll I just busted out? Can he just dissipate immediately? Can I just win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Look at that nonsense. That's ridiculous.
Successes, one threat and one triumph.
Holy crap. That's a roll. That's a roll and a half. Where's...
All right. So it's going to be hero, mom, bomb, hero.
Hero, mom, bomb, hero. I don't get anything more for a roll like that. I don't get two attacks this round.
It's akin to a nat 20 on your initiative.
You're not going to give me a half crit?
No.
Oh man! Well, here we are. And Horst, you're like a quarter mile away, just hanging out at the crossroads, man. Like bone thugs, just chilling.
I was gonna charge.
Okay. Is a bone thugs joke just not this crowd?
I don't.
Okay. It's fine, man. Like who goes first? I mean,
we'll turn on some lights in here.
Yeah, I'm not like a giant melee guy. I mean, you know, I'm not a joke, but Horst, I feel like you probably have the best melee skills, and then Vautour, you probably have the best jumping skills. And
best jumping
skills. You're already in the air at this point, right? So probably Horst first.
I'll hit him. Two yellow, two green.
Okay, so two boost because of your materia on your roll.
Two just because of the materia or two total?
Yes. Because of the materia.
Okay.
Oh, that's three. That's a bunch of bull. Oh, wait. No. I'm looking at Vautour. Never mind.
And hypothetically, if I were to flip a white side, that turns a green to a yellow?
That's right. Yes.
Heck yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. We never spend those things anyway. Let's just spend them like nickels, man.
And how many purples?
Two.
All right. Big money, no whammies.
Big money.
Yeah, no whammies. Yeah. I like it.
Ooh.
Four success.
Oh, four successes. Baby. What is your base? Damage?
21.
It is
35.
Where is my hammer? Right there.
It's probably damage towards the four. Middle bot. Damage
base
four.
Base damage okay. Four, crit two.
Woof.
All right. Its body just like sparks as your hammer slams into it. And who's next?
Oh, man. I just have to take a picture of this real quick. Just zoomed in. I'm gonna drop it into Discord real quick. I've got that. I bought one of those spells, right? Yeah.
The items, yeah.
Yeah, can I just drop one of those spells up in here?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Can I do
yes.
that?
Bit.
Yep. All right, so let me go over to that.
The GM sounds despondent. That's a good sign.
No, man, that was an amazing round you just had. What am I rolling, my good sir?
Okay, so you are going to roll... you can either like use your
you sound nervous.
Use your brawl or melee to run up and smack it on him, or you can throw it with a ranged attack.
Oh well,
either way, it begins two purple.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and brawl. I'm gonna run right up to him. I'm gonna jam this. What is it? Is it a vial? Is it a thing that one would normally quaff?
Yes, sure.
Okay. I'm a crack this thing right over his nose, which means that gives me two yellow and two green against two purple. Hey y'all, two yellow, two green, two purple. Let's crib that last light side in case we get into trouble. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, baby, come on. Three victories with a magic spell vial thing.
Nice.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to the back of the book for that, DM. Seriously.
It really was back of the book. Thankfully, so far, the book is only 12 pages long.
Okay, great. But on page 12, it's like what happens when the party completely owns, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Anyway, so this vial, like you're slamming this vial on it, and you see it like all the liquid just crystallizes immediately and just dances over its body and hardens and it kind of roars and as it takes hold and smacks him pretty good. But now it is his turn. Keep calling him, and I would assume from the name Mom Bomb that this is actually a female. Mm. But it is
it's Cheeto arms if like sort of
it is going to cast. It is going to cast Fira on I think it's going to go after Ruxel. So.
Bring it. I ain't scared.
I ain't scared.
My cunning is only one.
What is your soak?
My soak is 4. Quattro. It's a decent soak.
Okay.
If I might say so myself. So,
yeah, that is. Yeah, he did not roll very did not roll very well.
Yeah.
On hold on. That might be one of my problems. Hold on. I found a thing that was open that should not be open. Oh. And we're going to close it, and hopefully that's going to help my situation a little bit. All right. And so, yeah, she forms the spell in like this, kind of weak because it didn't cast very well. Cyclone of flame just engulfs you, but you cover yourself up with your arms and your clothes kind of absorb the damage, and so you come out relatively unscathed. Your nice shirt is a little bit singed, so that's a bummer. Vatur, go ahead and roll me double damage as you're coming down. First of all, roll a D, the D100. If it's 1 through 25, okay, then you hit something up there. You hit a limb that is going to keep you from hitting your target. Oh, no. You expertly, like, flip Heck over yeah. the big limb. Get your spear out. Like, there's another one coming towards you, but, like, you know, in great anime style, you, like, swing your spear around and like, cut the limb in half. Yes. So you're coming through it. And roll me double damage on that. So whatever your regular melee dice are, roll two of those.
Two yellows and four greens.
Against two purple.
Holy crap. Can you just tell me real quick, did I get any wounds or strain or anything?
No.
Mm-mm. All right.
Oh my goodness.
No, she hit for like 3 damage, but it all hit your soak. And so no damage Uh-oh. For you.
I got a triumph.
Vader Kid's pretty pumped right now.
Yes.
What just happened? What just happened?
4 successes, oh. 3 advantages, and a triumph.
What okay.
the crap? My base damage is 4.
Can Elon Musk just show up right here, right now? Like, if you have a free ticket to the moon and turn over, I don't know, 6 or 7 Bitcoin to you or something?
I'll just take one.
Oh, man, alive. What a roll, man.
We can turn your triumph into kind of a critical that will add damage. I'm not going to use the crit table anymore. Or if you have something in mind for your
you broke the table.
No, I don't think it works very well for us.
It can't take your roll.
No, because like I mean, he's gonna roll it. And it's gonna be like end up being like, oh, you stabbed its eye out or something weird like that. Yeah. It doesn't fit the theme very well, so that's why I'm not using it. And and so you can take some extra damage off, or if you have an idea for a triumph, we can use it.
You need a dope drop, my man. You need some loot from this situation. You know what I'm talking about? Like a flame sword, some flame armor. That's my hope.
If we want to turn it into the rare drop, then that would be fine.
Turn it into a rare drop? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So it just takes normal damage, but there's going to be a rare drop when it...
Yeah, I'm not scared of this thing, man. I'm not scared of this thing at all. We're rolling all day long. Every day we're hustling. I think we go for the drops. Okay.
So I've also got the materia attached to my... Does that make a difference? I bought...
Oh, shoot. Go ahead and roll your 2 boost die. That should have been with the real roll, but we can just add it to it. Certainly not going to hurt it.
Just rolling 2 blue and nothing else. Is that right?
2 blue. That's 2
blue.
Yep.
Snap. Okay, yeah.
All right, so now we're back at the top of the round. So it's who wants to go first this round?
Horst, I haven't heard you in a long time, man. Yeah.
Do it.
Go for the glory.
Do it.
I should have prepped this ahead of time. Two purple. Rolling up. A success and 7 advantage.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do?
Well, what do you want for your advantages?
What a roll.
All right, so I hit him, and a part of him flies off into the trees and blows up some branches, lessening...
It catches the forest on fire.
Yes. No, it lessens the chance.
Oh, like lessening
that,
the
snagging chance. For
okay. Nice. All right, so should we reduce it to 15 from 25? Sure. Okay, sounds good. I like it.
It loses
arm. All right, so...
No? Okay. I'm done.
It starts to vibrate, and it's starting to get more and more red.
Thank you so much for joining me, and I do hope you had the most Kupo time, Kupo. Join us for our next hunt right here on the podcast, or join us live on the last Sunday of every month at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. This is a Play Well Network podcast where you've just been pwned. Wait, do I really have to say that? That's quite rude. Welcome to Rabanesta. This is my hunt club, where we take on the most dangerous game in all of Ivalice.
We find Meteo. I've decided on it. That's what we're doing. Okay.
I'm totally okay with this, but you're going to have to use your life force in order to cast it.
You only have 90 magic points.
Magic points. It costs 99.
What's that guy's name? Tella?
Tella, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, man, rough story.
F's in chat for Tella.
I see no F's. I guess nobody likes him as much as
wow.
I do.
Okay, so there are 3 effects that the Malbro can have. Mimosa, you are poisoned, blinded, and confused.
Oh, no.
So you do not know who's around you. You do not know where the enemy is.
You think your name is Fran. You think you're holding a bow and arrow. You think you've got some human boyfriend.
I'm pretty sure I hear the forest calling me home.
This is Mont Blanc's Hunters, a Final Fantasy role-playing game using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games. Shall we begin, Cooper?